Hey guys, if you like the content we create, just go out and find us on google.com. You type in Bangkok Radio Swayze, and you'll get links to our iTunes, to our Facebooks, to our Stitchers, to our goddamn Podomatic page, to all that shit, bro. You know, it's really funny stuff. We upload pictures of cool things happening in the world. One of us even does Photoshop to them. It looks so funny all the time.
Hello, welcome to Bangkok Radio Swayze, the 19th feels like forever episode.
Have we done 19 episodes?
It smells like farts.
Did you not hear that?
Oh, it's going into my teeth.
Oh my god. It's in my face.
You have a little.
I shouldn't be the one complaining about farts. I fart all the time.
Fart radio.
This is not the 19th.
So this is the 19th episode.
Holy fuck, man. We made it.
Yeah.
The big 19.
I'm thinking that what we should do... Actually, it might be the 18th. I think what we should start doing is do what the National Socialist Party did.
What?
I'm sure you all are aware of what the National Socialist Party did.
Yeah, but please specify,
which one,
though.
Which nation?
The one that Adolf Hitler joined in early 1930s.
Yeah. Wait, who are you?
Benjamin Mansour.
Hey, babe.
This is Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Yeah.
I'm joined, as always,
by Hassan.
By Eamon and Hassan.
Yo.
Hello there.
It's
me.
And also, don't worry.
It's that guy.
He was the 50th member to join the Nazi Party, but he, on his card, it said 500 to make it sound like there were way more. So what we should start doing is just giving super high numbers to our episodes. And we're joined as ever by Sammy Asigur.
No!
Special guest appearance. Although I don't know what the opposite of special guest is. Scrud.
Is that a word?
Scrud.
Scum uninvited person.
Uninvited scum guest.
Get out of my house.
Guess.
It's not my house, but if it was, you wouldn't be invited.
Guess.
That's the opposite. That's what, yeah. When you see a guest.
Special guest.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sure.
Dyslexic guest, Sammy. Yes.
Stupid.
So, Sammy, you are a national dyslexic. What's it like?
I'm dumb. I'm mega dumb, but smart at the same time. It's like dumb smart.
Dumb smart?
Do you know those kind of guys?
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at one right now.
Hell yeah.
His name is Aiden.
His face was stupid looking.
Bro, I got my finger on the trigger and it's in my mouth and I'm thinking about my mum.
Oh god.
We got another girl.
No we don't. you haven't been here long enough to say that kind of stuff there, Sammy.
I was talking about a cat.
What's going on today? Do we even know what's...
Oh, we got a big day.
I think it's the end of the podcast. So
hey, thanks very much.
Thanks for listening, guys.
It's been a rough ride. You've stuck through with us, but we made it tonight.
It's been a great 18 episodes. Oh, yeah. We'll have to check later and edit out whatever number it is.
You've probably been involved in
more episodes than not involved in episodes.
Yeah, you're less of guests, more of just furniture now.
I'm an ego. I'm a prick.
Yeah.
So, today... is a special day.
Mm-hmm. It's my birthday.
Bro! Wow. She's singing happy birthday.
No, please.
Please don't.
No. Happy birthday.
Copyright issues.
What's happening, birthday?
So how old are you today, Eamon?
100.
How did you actually know?
Because you're old.
We counted the number of candles on the cake.
I do have a cake. It's real. Yeah, and it's here.
You know how you tell a tree's age by cutting it and counting the rings?
Yeah.
I did that to Eamon, but he only really had one ring, and there was a lot of poo coming out of it.
That's a poo joke.
I don't know if that's a decapitating dismembering joke.
This episode is rated R.
Righteous.
Alright, let's keep this slow train.
Oh, and I quickly want to apologise to everyone who listened to the Iron Man episode.
Why is that?
Because
I apologise. We apologise enough on social media.
We don't apologise for our work.
Bro, I never apologise for my work. I would not count as a piece of my work. That's just that it's not going in the old portfolio.
Thank God we ended it at 40 minutes, though. If it went any longer...
It couldn't go on, man.
If it went any longer...
Like this.
Well, this one's going to make it to about 20, I reckon. It felt like it's already been 20 minutes. All right, Sammy. Did you hear about the shootout in the Pokemon Stadium?
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah, bro. I was the guy. I wasn't the guy. I don't care about Pokemon.
Didn't they hire you to be a Pokeball?
So, Aaron, were you? Don't care. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I was actually there. I mean, I saw the whole thing from the car park.
Wow, what were you selling in the car park?
Counterfeit cards. I don't want to get into it.
Can you get me a shiny...
shiny Penisaur? Yeah, I can get a... But Penisaur is not in the menu. No, that's copyright issues there. I made them myself. Thanks.
You make your own ones?
Yeah, ink prints. Jesus.
Is it worth the amount of time?
Not going to get into it. Crime.
I actually made a fake Pokemon card. How'd you do that?
Oh, yeah?
I got two Pokemon cards. One, well, I got a picture of a Pokemon card that I cut from a magazine and a real Pokemon card. Cut out the background, stuck foil behind it, and a knobhead kid in my class. I was like, oh my god, that's crazy. I was like, yeah, guy from Japan, bro. Give me your Charizard. Got it.
Transaction complete.
Banging.
But now you say you're addicted to drugs.
Yeah,
so,
bro.
Well,
I didn't say anything, but you've now just exposed the reality of my life.
You brought it up.
But it's alright, because I got a job now.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Sammy Asagulu.
Well done, Sammy.
Oh, we're joined, especially with Sammy Asagulu, if you haven't
we mentioned that already.
Did we say that?
Say it one more time, though.
Say it one more time, just to make sure.
One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Special Asagulu from Angira.
What are we doing today? Are we just looking at
each other's faces? We're talking about a very good film.
So we're
here in
Bangkok.
You guys have seen it in the poster.
Yeah.
We're talking about a super duper... Oh, yeah, shit, there was a shootout in a Pokemon Stadium. Every week, you guys are like, should we find news to talk about it? And I'm like, let's do it. And we always find
tell
it.
Us,
we talk about it for
news.
Exactly one
tell
second,
news,
and then we
news.
Move on.
All right, you like tell us from, like, the news perspective, because I don't want to tell it from, like, a real-life perspective.
Yeah. What?
Sort of tormenting.
So what I know is that in... you know what state was it in?
Well, it was a sort of state of emergency,
I don't actually know what state. I don't actually know what state Boston's in. Unless Boston is a state, it's Massachusetts. That's it. It was in Boston. Boston police had to stop a guy because he showed up to a Pokemon tournament with guns.
That's true.
And he's gonna shoot. I would say little kids, because little kids play Pokemon, but little kids don't play Pokemon. It's old dudes with waifus.
Yeah.
Waifus? Waifus that aren't even Misty from back when we were kids. They're the new ones, the even younger ones.
Is this a Pokemon?
And there's some Pokemon who people have as waifus.
I'm like, is that
sorry,
one of those visor hats?
Do you guys not know what waifus are?
No. Is that like...
Bro, ask... I don't know if he listens to the show. Ask Sahan. Because he definitely... I don't know if he has a waifu. He probably doesn't. If he does, I feel really bad for exposing him.
Is that kind of...
waist patch things.
No, it's way worse than that.
What is it?
All right, Eamon, think about what the worst thing is in the world, and I'll tell you if it's worse or not than having a waifu.
The worst thing in the world?
Eating adult
Hitler's the worst lost... funny thing, not like leukemia, like what we did last week.
Right. So.
Great. Guys?
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Oh my god.
That's an old sponsor.
Yeah. So,
I can't imagine what the worst thing would be. I can imagine what a waifu would be.
Go on, what do you
some
think
sort
is? I'll tell you if it's worse.
On the lines of kawaii, kind of?
Kawaii, it's super kawaii.
It's super kawaii.
It's mega kawaii.
Alright, so should we explain what kawaii means?
Kawaii is like a waifu.
It's like a cute.
To the extreme.
Yeah.
Kawaii is when something's very cute and you're a Japanese person, you say kawaii.
It's racist, but it's okay.
Well, it's not
well,
racist.
It's not racist.
For them to say
it's you
me to
say it.
And taking the piss out of them.
Right.
Hasan, do you know what waifu is?
I thought it would be like a succubus or something. No. That's like a Japanese succubus
No.
That's what I was guessing.
What it is it's an anime game or manga character that a brer decides that he loves so much, he decides that's his wife.
Oh!
But that's his like waifu. And he makes pictures of him like with her, but she is an anime. Some people have it with My Little Ponies, you know, bronies.
Yeah. Bronies.
You've never heard of bronies?
We're going deep
into
crazy
world. We are not
up to date
on the internet. You guys don't live on the internet like
that.
There's
waifus and bronies.
So a waifu is Cammy from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
If I loved her so much.
Which you do.
which I really do, that I made pictures of her with me.
Which you do.
Which I have.
Right.
That's my waifu.
So that's your waifu.
And I would be like, and it's, it would be...
Oh, I've actually seen this. No, like, yes, they actually photoshopped them with, like, fake wives, yeah, and then they actually have conversations.
And it would be poor form for me to be like, Hassan, this is my waifu, and then for Hassan to also have Cammy as his waifu.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
see
yeah,
how drugs that's, are
because
legal.
That would be cheating.
Yeah.
You see how drugs are illegal.
Yeah, I know how drugs are illegal.
Should what?
Get some illegal stuff
in. Bro,
more illegal.
What you say waifu should be illegal?
Definitely.
Yeah, but some people who take drugs are kind of cool, like Jimi Hendrix was cool.
There's no one,
not a cool guy with
more life. Illegal, that's why they should be illegal.
Except Michael. For Sam. Sorry, let's edit that out. I'm joking. He doesn't have one. I'm sure he doesn't.
I don't know if he's a hot name.
I hope he doesn't
God
listen.
God bless him.
He is a nice guy.
He probably listens to every episode.
I love him. He's brilliant.
We've got to edit.
We've got to edit that out, don't we? It's funny for us though.
Waifu.
Anyway, waifu should be illegal because they're shit.
Yeah. Waifu makes me so fucking angry. Is this actually real? Are you taking
it's no, it's a real thing.
This is real. Disgusting.
There was a thread on 4chan where a guy was like,
"Guys
my
that
waifu. Want to
marry games.
It's not game really games.
No,
they're not
characters.
Games per se. They're just like they're
characters.
Fake images of.
It's like anime characters.
Anime characters
you,
with
you
in them.
You should, bro.
Disgusting.
This is, oh, it's like, oh, mate.
It's fucking.
It's
terrible.
Like what Hitler would be like if he was still around.
No, that's not
sorry,
true.
I don't think. I don't think that's true.
We don't
sorry, no, I do not agree with that.
Well, mate, they make me angry.
Yeah, they do make me angry.
They make me very.
Bro, they're just trying to have a nice time.
Yeah,
it's not like gay people make you angry.
No, but they do.
What's wrong? I'm not going to say what's the difference because that's awful to homosexuals.
He said homosexuals.
You know.
Pointed to me.
No, I didn't point at it. What was it?
It's like,
homosexuals. I was pointing. I was
which
just
is
pointing
fine.
To
yeah, but that's fine because the listeners wouldn't know that, but now they do.
But, like, there's. I'm not saying that it's comparable. I'm not saying that it's, that it's the same.
So you're not saying that waifus and homosexuality is comparable. You're not.
I'm not saying it's comparable,
like
but I'm just saying like
now.
These people aren't hurting anyone by having a waifu. So why can't we just
do you know
why? Allow them to have a waifu?
Because they're soon gonna go out and hurt someone because they have waifus.
Yeah,
and they're the kind of guys that shoot up schools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pokemon
tournaments.
Well, we don't know that this guy had a waifu. We just assume he does.
Come on, bro.
I mean, that guy sounds like he's got a fucking waifu.
He's got like seven waifus.
You're not understanding waifu.
He's got Aristotle's
waifu. Mormon waifu.
You don't have more than one waifu.
So wait a minute.
He's
so,
an Amish waifu.
Yeah, so does the waifu depend on your religion as well? So could like a guy have like seven waifus perhaps?
It's
like waifu.
You only have one waifu. Look, guys, you aren't listening. You are in love with this anime character. You are in
despicable
love.
What is she, the slut?
You don't
a lot of
have.
No, but he's burning, saying it's not etiquette to have the same waifu as someone else.
Well, like at least someone you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are people. Anyway, so I was sort of thread on 4chan. Which I don't go on, but it was linked to Reddit, which I do go on, which I shouldn't.
Stipulation.
And it was this guy being like, "Hey B, this is my waifu."
Yeah.
And then another guy took the photo of her and like photoshopped her in his house. And the guy was like, "What are you doing? Allow it." And he was, and then it was like him. This is a perfect platform for trolling. Then he had him banging the waifu, and the guy was like, "Why are you doing this to me? Please leave me.
Oh
please
my
don't do
god!
This to me. Please don't do this to me." And then the last one was her with like cum on her face, and he was just like, "I can't believe you did that." And like people were laughing at this guy.
He went and shot at school.
Are you joking? Like, for real?
No, I don't know.
You know what's fucked up? I have a weird feeling.
Can't believe you done that to me, babe.
That most of our listeners have waifus, so.
A lot of our listeners have waifus.
Well, we just discussed one of them that does.
Yeah.
No, we're going to edit that out.
Oh my god,
we're
going to
edit that out. We're not editing that out.
We're
going to emphasize that.
I'm sorry.
We'll just switch
the name. Put a little reverb on there.
Can we just have like a beep or something?
Sure, we can sign it off.
Yeah,
is waifu also last thing if we're going to say?
Connected to kung fu?
No,
it's not.
No. Is it like a racist thing where it's like English guys saying Japanese people say, waifu!
Fuck it, might
be. That. It might well be.
Waifu!
Maybe. Hey, so, what film?
So we watched Pumping, we watched Pumping Iron.
That was the news!
We watched Pumping Iron. We've gone from waifu, which is very weird, to Pumping Iron, which is the most banging thing.
Mm-hmm. A bit of weird sprinkled.
So Hassan, tell me about Pumping Iron.
Well, Pumping Iron is a 1977 documentary starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. At this point, he was at the peak of his career. He had won
his bodybuilding career.
His acting career. His initial career of being a bodybuilder, he'd won six. Was it Mr. Universes or six?
No, Mr. Olympians.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's the super same. That's the even.
And I think that was like literally. I think up until that point, that was all of them.
Yeah.
But it was. It's literally you have to win Mr. Universe to even enter as a competitor for Mr. Olympia.
You can only become professional.
Yeah. So Mr. Olympia is officially like the best in the world.
Yeah. And they not only that, but then the two, like, they have two categories in Mr. Olympia, and then the two Mr. Olympia, like, best of that, fucking battle it out.
Yeah, they have two weight categories, and then you compete between, the finalists compete to be like, who's the ultimate in all weight categories.
No, I might be tripping. I thought it was called a clash.
It's a clash of bodies, in a way.
Bro, clash was a word before Graham.
So they basically they followed Arnold Schwarzenegger around, but it's not just about him. It's also about Lou Ferrigno, who former Hulk,
aka the Incredible Hulk.
He went on to become the Incredible Hulk after this.
That's
what he's known for now, the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. He was known back then for being huge and with like a he reminded me a little bit of Mike Tyson because they're both from Brooklyn. Mm. They're both hench. They both had insecurities and they both had silly voices.
Yeah.
And obviously both had father issues going on as well. So like,
Talking about Louis Ferrigno. Do you know what's the funniest bit in all of fucking
Where
Arnold goes to
She's licking Arnold's bum when he sat there powering his son.
And they're on the bus and he goes, I'm gonna come round, your mom says she's gonna cook for me,
And then she's gonna make me £220.
And then I'm gonna go, you're gonna give me your sister.
You're gonna date your sister,
And are you mad?
His dad is crazy.
Bro, dad is literally telling him you are the king of all kings.
Yeah.
And his son is just sitting there crumbling.
Yeah.
And he's there saying things like, Louis, if you had six more months, you know, you'd probably maybe win this. But I called my mother to tell her I won yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And his dad is there, like, clapping, like,
there's a dude film. There's another bodybuilder filming him.
Ken Waller is a gangster.
Is Ken Waller a wrestler?
He looks so familiar.
No, I don't think so.
The name
is familiar for me.
But the face did look a bit, but for me,
If you were sat, to be fair, to
Lou Ferrigno.
To Lou Ferrigno's dad. If I was sat with the best in the world at the thing I love more than anything, I would be...
Fuck you, son.
Completely in awe. But I feel like when he's powering his son...
Too much.
He was powering him so much.
Yeah.
You'd just be a bit like...
But they edited that real well because they were doing the whole, like, before that, they were talking about his mind games that he does where he's like, he was like, even if he's fit, I'll sit him down in a room. And he kind of insinuates...
that you get him hookers?
Yeah, it was some weird insinuation of, like, what was he insinuating?
They sort of have the night before where they're hanging out, you know, and, like, working out and stuff. And he's like, during that night, that's when I attack the mind, basically. He was saying, you know, that's when... He'll come in at his strongest, he's at his peak, and then by the end of that night, he's ready to lose.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
He was like,
I thought he was going to get hookers for him and Lou, and then be like, just before it starts, be like, but I'm going to go to bed. And then he's two, in my mind, he's gotten like two beautiful hookers for Lou Ferrigno. Next day, Lou can't come.
Have a good time.
And then, but it looks like Arnold's going to do the same, but he just goes to bed.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like he was saying.
He could be like, hey,
I was tripping.
Come on, guy, you're too strong for me, but for these ladies. I don't know, boy, but hey, you go ahead and work yourself out. And then he just goes, maybe. I thought he was a bit insinuating that he would fuck.
He's going to bang him, yeah? That's why I thought hookers. That's why
I thought hookers. Yeah, it's a bit fucking weird.
Can we talk strange. About the best guy in the whole film?
Who's that?
Well, there's two of them. The small Sardinia guy.
Frankie guy. Cosmo. Yeah. What's his name, Cosmo?
And the guy who just got bullied, who I was so happy with his ugly face. Get off the
table. So Mike Katz.
Mike Katz. Okay, that was so a lovable Mike character Katz was for me. So
fuck him. Lovable. And his ugly face.
He's amazing. He's got a happy life though, I feel
he
like.
He had a happy
life. What was Mike Katz
did
about?
Did you see Ken Wallace steal his t-shirt?
Yeah. It starts off the film starts off with sort of following Mike Katz in the beginning. Oh, yeah. Where they like, you know, he's the everyman bodybuilder. Yeah. He's got the two kids, he's doing it for his family, you know, and he's sort of tired of losing. You really want to see him win, and yeah. he still loses.
Yeah.
And my favorite bit of his introduction to the film was like the last closing scene, mm. where he had just come into third place, and he's in the changing room.
So no, fourth place.
He's in the changing room, and he's listening in to the winners,
yeah.
and he waits to hear his friend win. And as soon as he does, he's like, oh, that's amazing. And yeah. you can see in his face, he's just saying it.
So
it's like a script. Yeah, he's reading it as a script, like, that's amazing. I really have to go congratulate him.
Yeah.
And it's just, that, for face. Me, that was him taking a moment out of camera to be like, and now this is where I crumble. Because yeah. he didn't film his face and you could just see his shoulders just drop.
Oh, well, yeah. when he walks out.
When he walks out and he's stairs. Standing at the bottom of the stairs, just yeah. crumbles.
Do you know what was like, worse? Oh. Do you know what made it way worse for me? He was sat there and he's like, oh man, he won. Well done, Kenny. Oh, that's so great. And he takes a minute and he's just like, he must feel real good right now.
Yeah.
Kind of how
and
I...
Could, yeah, and yeah, it was like kind yeah. of how I felt when I won my first tournament when I was 16. I was like,
That's way bigger, bro.
And he was like kind of pretty much the same in their own rights.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him because Ken Waller came strapped bully. Ken Waller was like, you know what I'm going to do when I get that? I'm going to steal his t-shirt.
Yeah.
Like, and he did. Did you see him? Did you see him as a friend to him? He looked like a bully.
Like, he was. They portrayed him like a bit as a
bully. I think they portrayed him more as a bully.
Yeah.
I think that was like sort of the editing magic there because he did. They did have a friendship.
Yeah.
I
mean,
he definitely did have
friendship. But the way they like straight away as soon as he comes on camera when he's like the real competition would be Ken Waller.
Yeah.
And it cuts to Ken Waller and it's like got some like you know,
because he's got the great most soundtrack, the you know. Most 70s Chihuahua black guy with like the nave like the necklace.
Oh yeah,
he's wearing a cool vest and tiny shorts and the necklace,
the
Ken Waller's black guy friend with like the Native American like feather in it. Oh man, he was too fresh.
And they're all playing like American football joking about how he's not, you know, he's not big.
His chest is too big for his arms. His calves are too big for his thighs.
And they made him look like a super bully. Yeah, it was true.
He was out of proportion. He was huge though. He was fucking.
Bro,
huge.
But I love. but I really wanted him to win.
I didn't want him to win. I was sorry. Yeah. I didn't want Louis Ferrigno to win. I wanted him to fucking get discovered with steroids. Get out.
I wanted Lou Ferrigno.
I'll tell you why.
You gotta want Arnie to win.
No,
Arnie,
the only reason was I thought.
He's number one.
Lou's the underdog, but Arnold is numero uno.
Yeah. Arnie is the top, but I just wanted Lou Ferrigno to win because he was so out of his element and he was such a young kid. Like, he was literally, like, what, 22?
I'm sure. I think he did win it eventually.
But what is the film?
But you can see when he's doing it that he's not as good as it.
Yeah, like, yeah. Arnie was like ultimate. As soon as you got up there, you're like, that guy.
I don't watch bodybuilding.
Yeah,
but that was an impressive.
Yeah, you could see a clear.
He's super charismatic as well.
Yeah,
and like he portrays. Like,
he must have brought bodybuilding into the forefront.
Yeah,
definitely. And there was a reason that every other bodybuilder, I mean, literally looked up to him like a god, like children. He was walking into the gym and there were bodybuilders like jumping into his arms and he was holding them like kids, like, and they were huge grown men. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They kind of saw him like, this is the ultimate guy. Before the competitions, they were like, he's going to win. We just want to know how he wins. That's it.
But what's the film, what do you think the film's trying to say? It's like there's two kind of battles in the film. There's the one with the fucking, what was the dude's name? Mike Katz and Ken Waller. And Louis Ferrigno and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and kind of the Italian guy as well, but that's the real one.
Yeah.
And it's showing that the more kind of cutthroat guy won both times. Is that what it's trying to say?
Well,
in the film?
Arnie says it for a long time. You have to be prepared to do anything
to win.
Being a winner is about doing anything to win.
Yeah, and he didn't do anything out of the rules. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he was just... People were asking his advice. He doesn't have to give the best advice. Mm. He's competing with them. Do you know what I mean?
So, he's been doing and he's using so it like psychological...
Yeah, yeah. Psychological, and I, to be honest, I respect that. I was like, that's part of that sport, you know, apparently.
But it's not you just... wouldn't have respected it if it was, like... You. The bad guy in wrestling. Oh, yeah. We're rooting for Arnold because we know he's number one.
Exactly.
But if he was a dickhead saying that shit, like in a movie today, that bro would lose.
Yeah.
And Lou Ferrigno would win. Because, like, he was clearly the good guy, but Arnold is number one. So
it's real world element, that real life element to it.
The best is when they're in the park and the guy's like, I'm going to go train with Louis. I'm going to, all the things you taught me, I'm going to go teach him.
Yeah.
And Arnie's like, whatever. And he's like, Arnie, what you have to understand is that, guys, the wolf coming up the mountain, he's hungrier than the wolf on top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then Arnie's like, that's true. But the wolf on the top of the hill, when he gets hungry, the food's right there. And he winks at him. And I was like, he's fucking...
That's why he's the best.
But did you remember that bit where Louis Ferrigno's fucking training? And he's like, he's lifting this heavy weight above his head, and every time he lifts it, he's fucking screaming.
Arnold! And a bit where they're all for some reason training next to each other, and Arnie's just in pants. And then he's like, and Arnie's like, can you tell him to keep him down?
I love it when he's doing the weight, Arnie just goes right next to him and starts doing push-ups.
He's psyching him out.
And he's like, just, I've got my eye on you, bro. We don't want any accidents.
But in that whole room is disgusting. I think, like
the testosterone's out.
It must have been insane. Fred, just before the comments,
you said, do you remember what you said?
But they were playing like... Exactly. I think I'm gonna... So yeah, they were playing like some like hip kind of music to make it seem like it was kind of like jovial. But really, I think they should have played no music at that point to show how fucking... Because it's like...
Compared to...
All these dudes, it's like a mixture.
It's the champions.
It's like a bad, weird mixture, if may I say... homoeroticism.
Can I say that?
Check the time just in case.
Just say that whenever you like that.
Bro, we're just going to edit that stuff.
Bangkok Radio Hassan.
It was like a weird mixture of that plus like aggression and testosterone. And like the thing where it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's like pumping or he's doing something and in the black French dude's like watching him. And he's like eyeing him up, but he's kind of like, he's shy about it. He's like, And then he looks to him, and then he's like, what does he say? He says, like, you've been watching me the whole time or something. And then the French guy says some shit like, I've got you or something like that, or some weird shit. It's like, you know, even like small fucking things like that, they become a big deal.
When I was watching this film last night, I was going to, I think I sent a text to you being like, Is it gay to watch Pumping Iron by yourself? And I was watching it.
Were you in the underpants?
I was at home, you know.
Don't spoil the magic. But
I was like, don't spoil the magic.
But it was like, I've never watched a film with so much muscle and flesh and man flesh in it and naked dudes lifting weights
and oiled up and sweating.
And it's, but it's not, it's... It's amazing.
Did you feel like you wanted to get hench after watching
it? I feel like I want to get hench right now.
Do you remember? Is he in a prison?
He's in a prison, that's the best.
The black guy's he does got a beautiful body.
He does have a beautiful body. The best is he kisses that woman and he's like, it's been years since she's had a kiss.
That was amazing.
And then the dude was just like, I want a kiss.
And he got it twisted.
I met the woman.
Yeah, he got it super twisted, but Arnold was like, on par.
Come here, I'll give you a kiss.
That's funny.
I heard about you guys.
That was amazing.
And one black guy just goes, yeah, we got a couple of them.
Like, the guy has a beautiful body, man. Like, that dude is like, he just has a beautiful body. Yeah. Like, it's fucking, when he turns around and you see his back, and it's like, he was flexing muscles I didn't know existed.
Yeah. The thing was, like, body. I liked how they portrayed him to be really charismatic and, like, jokey. But at the same time, he fully had the science down of the sport. You know, he was, I found it amazing how when he was talking about proportions, and he was like, you know, for example, if I want to make this muscle half an inch bigger, I don't work that out. Muscle. I work out my entire body to make it proportionate. All half so he's like, you never work out one muscle. It's the entire body based on that.
And then he said right at the beginning, it's like an artist. Yeah. When he's making a sculpture, he sticks more clay where he needs it. Yeah. But we are doing that, but with the human body. So it's actually harder.
Yeah.
And he's saying like, it's actually harder than art.
Yeah.
And you know, it probably is.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, it is. They look unbelievable. But no. that was amazing that they showed that he's intellectual at the same time as
being. Bro, you know, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I might be wrong on this, I think he might have actually been a self-made millionaire before he ever even went to America.
Yeah.
I have a feeling...
Just by winning the...
No, by selling a brand of whey protein. This is something I think I've heard somewhere in the past, and I have not researched it for the Arnold Schwarzenegger episode.
Well, that's fine. But
I'm pretty sure he was a self-made millionaire from selling whey protein in Austria before he ever even came to California.
Yeah.
Fucked up bit. Dad dies, doesn't give a shit.
Does not give a shit.
Although he did get teary-eyed, I saw.
He didn't give a shit, bro. He was stoned, bro.
In that scene, he looked like he was teary-eyed as he was telling it, as he was telling that story.
Like, it looked like he was putting on, I don't know if he's teary-eyed, but it looked like he was putting on the smile.
Yeah, it was part of him that was getting pulled. But really,
okay.
But the fact remains.
But it made sense, what he was saying.
Yeah, but the fact remains that he turned himself very cold to do the sport, which I mean makes a champion.
I mean, I would see it if it was. I'd see it strange if it was just something, you know, a small achievement. But something like Mr. Olympia, like best in the world 6 times in a row, you have to lose something. Do you know what I mean? You have to have some kind of dedication. You have to let something go, and that was.
And his dad had to hit the cash anyway.
Yeah, man.
So I'm not really, because I watched that and I saw the dad. I saw him with the hit the cash. And I was like, whoa, Austria, we're on the wrong side of the
road. But he did, I mean, maybe they didn't dive too deeply into his story, but everyone else has some sort of like weird insecurity or something going on, like, I don't know, being bullied or something.
Yeah, they were all Jewish guys and they were all bullied.
Yeah, and like small, like a lot of them were quite short well. Like Louis Ferrigno, he was the biggest dude, and he's like, he's 6'5". Big. 6'5", but I always thought there'd be like 6'10" brands like doing it. But with him,
this is also the '70s. Yeah, so maybe there probably is now.
But like, even with him, like, even though he's a huge dude, he had like the hearing impediment and stuff. Arnold Schwarzenegger,
was bullied.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger was only really the one guy. Ken Waller was just a G, like, for
if you don't know Ken Waller, then you don't know life.
Yeah, no shit.
I love, you know, like, fuck what we were saying earlier about how Arnold Schwarzenegger was sitting with Louis Ferrigno and his dad and maybe his mum, and then like Ken Waller, who we know previously in the film, earlier on, that he's a bad man, just comes out and starts filming Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, even the mighty Ken Waller understands how fucking he's
numero uno, bro.
He was psyching him the fuck out, though.
He was eating eggs, and if you looked at his plate, he had like 9 eggs. Oh, my days. And he was like, look at me, I'm shaking. And he was like shaking when he looked at Louis, and his dad was creasing. It's like when you go with your dad, and your dad's powering you to his friends and stuff, and you're like, oh, he's not your friend, dad, he's my enemy.
He was, that was fucking sad for him, man.
I don't actually think, I think it was edited to be worse. Arnie is a charismatic and a charming guy.
Like, and they have, and even now, they have quite a good friendship. I mean, like, I've seen shit with Lou Ferrigno and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the gym together, like, aged and still friends. Do you know what I mean? They had a good friendship.
The only way I'll know if they have a good friendship, Eamon, is if I see a picture of them both clenched hands together. Clenching her biceps.
The lock of hands.
The
legendary kind of Thundercat.
Yeah, exactly. The biceps, like, and then I'll know they're best friends. If you do that, then you're best
being
friends.
Being watched by some 2015 kind of alien.
Exactly.
What was that with Frank Cosmo and Arnold Schwarzenegger sharing a bed?
The little Italian.
They love each other.
Why
are
they sharing a bed?
Because he's just a cheeky guy. He's just small and cheeky.
He's so cheeky.
I understand that it's not gay for guys to be very muscly and to wear little pants and to be oiled up and to be just super muscly and for there to be loads of dudes just constantly checking each other out. I understand that's not gay.
That is a gay.
Why are they sharing a bed? It's the competition.
In showers.
I even understand because it's like a gym situation. You got to be completely comfortable with the male form. But this is...
This but is bedtime. They said he said like
it's bedtime. He said, right. Bedtime.
He said that they both went to America at like the same time, you know? And he was like, the little Italian guy was like, and we've been through a lot together. And literally, the first thing I thought about was like,
when I say lad, I mean lad. Lad,
just how many chicks have they been like?
Oh yeah,
they've double teamed.
They've done DT.
Running those T R A I S.
Just run those trains,
bro. They every single woman in this film. All over Arnie. Like, unbelievable. Do you remember that woman was sat on his neck? Yeah. Like, nothing.
I was turned on. Like, I was nothing.
I can't even, like, pick like up chairs. Like a fucking scarf.
I could see a nipple through the wall.
And he was there.
He was wearing her like a scarf.
And it was so funny, because he was there with the exercise thing, and he, like, couldn't bend it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, I thought you were strong. And he was like, rah! Like, amazing. The photographer's like, get close to the floor, make it look more sexy. Play his hair a little, make it a little more sexy. And I was like, all three of them.
So sexy.
He has three women in his thing. They're sexy women.
He banged all of them.
Bro, he bangs. He used to bang so many women. Oh, God. Like, unbelievable. Because, and share a bed with Frank Cosmo.
Because he's cheeky guy.
Of course, him and that cheeky guy.
And what was that bit where that Frank guy is fucking lifting up the car?
That's how you. Yeah. That's how you get out of parking spaces in Italy. Yeah, you just get the strongest man in the world. Sorry. Just come and pick up your car. And he was picking
and
up cars.
And then drop it. No, a bit more.
I love that he would pick it up, move it, drop it, and he'd have his handkerchief. He'd like pull out his handkerchief and pick up this car. Amazing.
Yeah, I do this for a living.
Amazing guy. And that guy was so small. I can't believe that guy was under 200 pounds because even though he was really small,
he was so heavy.
He looked equally.
He was the muscliest guy.
If he was that high, he'd be.
Yeah, he looked like he'd
be. Well, that's what he was saying.
He'd be a winner, isn't
he? That's what he was saying. Yeah. Well, he did win. He won the Mr. Olympia for under 200 pounds.
Yeah.
But if he was there, he might be.
Also, I do want to say one thing about winning Mr. Olympia. There were only three breaths.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, but you're forgetting.
What the hell was
there
that?
I'm forgetting that there are only three breaths.
Yeah, but no, but they do the pre-judging before the actual
But then they
during the pre-judging, there was loads of people on stage.
No, but that was because that was also involving like the under 200 pound category. There were about 10 guys on stage, something like that. But in the over 200 pound category, there were only three guys.
Not even four. You would think four.
Not even four. So that one of them doesn't get on the
board. Yeah, but I don't think the film was recording the entire competition.
Well,
at some point they narrowed to the final.
Also, maybe, but I also feel like it's actually quite. I feel like it's better than I'm playing it off as because there are only three people in the world.
Exactly.
Perfect enough to compete.
It wasn't a film about losers, basically.
Why wasn't Kenny Waller in there?
Kenny Waller was an amateur. You couldn't go for Mr. Olympia unless you're a professional.
But I was about to say no. There was also that Mexican dude, the 4-year-old bartender dude.
He looked, came second.
He was amazing, but he was in the lighter one, wasn't he?
He was in the.
So
lighter
I think you're right. It was
he came
only
second
three.
In the lighter one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was only three per category. But he
no, because in the lighter one there were loads.
He was.
Well then.
There was
a whole lineup.
I think that's just because they left that shot. Yeah, I don't think they would have recorded the whole competition.
That Mexican dude
was like doing the tiger claws.
When I thought, I was like,
the mustache is so strong.
It's strong, like the hair, the tash.
He was like 40.
He was 40, and he was like 40, and he owned a fucking like club.
He was a nightclub owner.
What a fucking G!
No, he was a security guy.
No, he was a nightclub.
He owned the nightclub.
That guy in the black guy, Serge,
he was
Serge
40
Frenchman,
well.
He was an actor.
Yeah,
he was 40.
No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah, he was 40. He said he was 40.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was 40 or 40 something.
And Lou, because you can say
Lou Ferrigno,
was like 22.
He was about 22 in that, yeah.
Who knows? Arnie was only 28, bro.
I've
accomplished nothing. I'm Arnie's age in pumping iron.
Should we all just get
I haven't done
like
it. Should we just get mega hench?
Yeah, for the next episode.
Delts. I'm going to work on my delts. You guys work on your clats. Your lats.
Dude, what you should do, you should scream every time.
I give you
advice. I love that advice. That was amazing. Oh. And then he just got kicked out. They thought he was crazy. They thought he was a maniac, man.
Let's
scumbag.
Let's take a break.
This Saturday live at Busy Bees. Busy Bees between Goulburn Road and Ladbrook Road. Coming to you live.
The sound clash that you've been waiting for.
Game of Microphones. With the long-awaited clash between Babyface and Shock Smash. With such classic bars as these.
I am the Lord of Grime. Said, I am the Lord of Grime. Sounds so good, I'm going to say it two times. Blood, I am the Lord of Grime. Said, so what you know about Grime? True say, man used to commit enough crime. Blood, you ain't got prick.
And amazing one-liners such as these.
Shut, blood, Biggie just shush.
But wait, there's more. It's the Clash of the White Boys featuring the WBMC, aka White Boy MC.
It's that crazy gazer. It's the crazy guy. It's the crazy gazer. It's the crazy guy. Poor blimey, your forehead's big and shiny.
Versus Silly Man.
Silly Man, so I'm coming in fast, I'm coming in low. I'm coming in, boy, that's a low.
Special guest, DJ Luck and MC Lee.
With a little bit of luck, can we get you tonight?
Ladies getting free before 11 p.m. £10 thereafter. It's gonna be Jamma.
Whoa. Welcome back to Mancog Radio Swayze, the show you come to when you've given up on everything else. We got a question from Ravenblazer 308. I've been living with my girlfriend for the past year, as well as my best friend. Whom I have known since I was a child. We don't word process our questions.
not really. Having reading problems here.
Whom I have known since I was a child. I have been secretly sleeping with my best friend.
This is not funny, bro. This is a guy's...
who is a man for the past 6 months.
Right.
Sexy. I am not so concerned with guilt, however.
Oh, grammar.
I am always 100% that they are both of them 8 also sleeping with...
You might need to get a bit closer to the screen where you're reading it from.
One another.
Yeah, right.
My question is, should I confront... should I confront them or organize a three-way? If the latter, how should I...
Initiate it.
This is really long-winded.
Thanks. Free dick pics if wanted. Right. Okay.
So what was this? What was this person's name? Sorry.
This is Ravenblazer. Yeah.
All right. So Ravy, I'm going to call you Rav. Ravmeister. Rav Jobs. Mr. R.
Rav Jobs.
All right, Rennie. Sorry. Let's go.
So he
has a girlfriend, he lives with his best friend, who's a dude. He has been cheating on his girlfriend with his dude, who's his friend.
Yeah.
And he's convinced that they're also cheating on him with each other.
Yeah. But he doesn't care about that.
He just wants to sort of either confront them.
Yeah.
Or have a threesome.
All right.
Do you know what it sounds like? You know when a tree falls in the middle of the
woods?
It sounds like a philosophical question.
Especially the
I'll
send you dick pics if you want.
Yeah.
That's
that was
like
bonus.
But we'll add the dick pics to the show notes.
Yeah.
You guys, people listening to the show will get plenty of dick pics, don't worry. Yeah. In fact, if you check your inbox right now, you got a dick pic.
Boom. Dick magic.
Maybe in spam.
That's really... Yeah, am I going to spam? Make sure you check your spam.
How do you mean it's like a first... So, like, would you...
Because the reality of it is... Imagine, his mate and his chick, they both know. Whoa!
Yeah, they both know.
And, fucking... They know, bro. So, it's done.
So, you're saying...
So, all he has to do...
Yeah.
Basically,
Yeah, so you're saying that everyone kind of knows what's going on. He should just initiate anyway. Wait. How should he initiate?
All right,
so. Oh, yeah, that was the second part of the question. So I actually think instead of initiating a threesome, he should sort of, I don't know. I don't understand if he's gay or not. Yeah. And if he is gay, he should stop living
he's
a lie.
He's sexy, that's for sure.
Maybe he's opinion. Bi. Maybe he's bisexual.
I don't know why he makes
and he just wants to. But why? Yeah. What's he? Are there not enough people? Are there not enough people in the gender that you fancy that you have to fancy both genders?
Yeah.
This is something that
in the same always, household.
He wants it all, Ben.
This is something that,
in the same household. That's a very good question. Yeah. Maybe this guy's too greedy.
Spread
regularly.
Your wings.
Do you know how we should do it?
Oh.
A film called Pump and Iron where you pump it.
pump,
and they can sit down, you can just strip him out.
Ah, yeah. And then everyone will get turned on by the film.
Bro, literally, so if I ever want to initiate a threesome, I'm going to sit in a room with two people, preferably a man and a woman, and just watch Pumping Iron until both of them are so aroused that there's no choice but to watch.
I've got it all in my head. You get up, you're like, excuse me, I've got to go somewhere. Come back, you're naked.
Yes. Where did you go, though?
Where did you go?
To Safeways.
To sell all my clothes.
I just quickly
went to Safeways. Safeways. Supermarket that closed down 10.5 years ago. And now I'm, where did my clothes go?
And you come back fully erect or semi?
Partially erect.
Partially erect.
No, you gotta have a semi.
It's a set. It's too threatening.
They both know you though. You've been sleeping both of them. I just drew to myself a coat.
That's alright. That's fine. People don't know that on the radio.
It's radio magic.
Radio,
so to
magic.
Summarize, Raven.
To summarize, Dr. Rave. Ravesmeister. Raven
DJ
101.
Rave,
DJ Rave. Do what you like. Have sex with the guy if you want to.
Have sex with the girl.
If you want to have sex with your girlfriend too, that's probably better because she's your girlfriend. Mm. And having sex with the man would be cheating. Mm. So CKCZ just says go for the cheating. That's on the green. Say
well,
yeah.
aye.
Next question.
I also, if you are
gay,
I feel like also another thing you could do if you can't afford to watch Pumping Iron, you don't have a DVD or anything, just lift loads of weights.
Whoa,
in front of
them. Yeah.
Every time I lift weights in front of people, I end up having sex.
Yeah!
Wow!
Every single time.
The gym must
I normally lift weights in front of the mirror.
Oh right!
And I just, and when I say,
what
it's
happens
auto,
to yourself?
It's auto sexualization. Is that what it's called? Where you masturbate?
Yeah.
To yourself.
That's the new
in the
way
mirror.
Of putting it.
Auto-stubation.
What's the next question?
The next question is from Hagenblois. Hagenblås.
1999.
Sorry if I butchered your name. He's one of our Norwegian listeners.
1999, so he's 16.
99. No, he's just like the year. Maybe that's... It's from AOL, so maybe that's when he started.
Yeah, it's true.
1999 at AOL.com. That must just be the year he started.
What's he
saying? He said to me, and it's to me specifically for some reason, Ben, when are you going to get back to me about that thing we set up on Craigslist?
And you've read it out.
And I'll read that. Hagenblås, if you're listening to this show now, I'll get back to you later today.
Yep.
Off the air.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that sounds deep and sensual.
Okay, the next question is from Rob Genie.
Yeah.
Rob Genie 99.
Yeah. Rob Genie 99. We said, Rob. quick, read the question, quick, man.
And he's saying, do you ever...
Be faster, Ben.
Do you ever cut your mouth on pineapple chunks?
Yes. Never. I do that only on a Saturday.
I don't, like, when I'm reading into this, because he later goes on to say, and I don't mean the skin.
You mean lay it down the page?
I mean, down the email.
All right.
Then you just scroll down a bit.
Down the page.
Just scroll down a little bit.
Is it called a page?
A bit
more. Yeah, a page.
Web page.
A screen.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Green page.
Whenever I eat pineapples or drink pineapple juice, I get loads of cuts in my mouth. And it's only recently that I've decided I think I might be allergic to pineapples.
Are you only eating the flesh of the pineapple, or are you eating the skin of
it? No, I eat the skin
as well.
Right? It's pretty sharp.
That's where it is.
Still tastes a bit woody, oaky taste.
I got you.
Like bark.
You're getting it from the skin.
I've got a question.
Like a condom. We don't need those.
Rips.
I got a question for Yellow Fever 95.
Racist.
Yeah,
no. But you have to, because Yellow Fever is obviously taken.
Taken, yeah. It's Yellow Fever at what website?
Hotmail.co.uk. And he asks, I'm trying to get into the pimping business. How many hoes is the efficient
number? How many hoes do you know?
Does it say how long he's been in the pimping business?
Yeah, no, he's trying to get into the pimping. It says I'm trying to get into the pimping business.
Start with one.
Definitely one.
Start with one and
kind of move up gradually.
Bro,
incrementally.
Do you think that McDonald's, maybe double it, by month or by day? Start slow. Do you think McDonald's opened 1,000 stores in a day?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
So what do you mean by that?
It's an empire. You build an empire. You don't just have an empire. And especially if you're pimping hoes.
Yeah.
It depends.
It's hoe by hoe.
Are they trashy hoes or are they sort of fancy?
Well, what flavour should they be, I think is a good question. Should he like mix and match?
Should he start with like classless and when he can afford it go on to class C?
Yeah.
Or should he just improve the one he already has? Yeah. It's like when you play Gran Turismo and you start with the shitty car.
Yeah.
And what you do to win races is you start to improve your car. You improve the engine, you improve the tires. But then you're like, should I just get the Lamborghini?
Or should I get...
You've already got the car that's been improved so much, but you're like, can I really? And then you've got like, but then there's the Lamborghini and you're like...
Can I get me a pristine vagina, is what you're saying, basically. So, come to us at CKC if you want any derogatory, sexist metaphors
anything
that you can come up with.
Well, he didn't specify that he'd be pimping. He didn't specify he'd be pimping women. And if he is pimping women, I wholeheartedly disagree with what he's saying. But other than that, high five.
Alright, have we got any more questions?
Yeah, we have one from Redcoat.
Another one from Redcoat.
Redcoat is a guy...
I don't like the name Redcoat.
He says here, well, he actually says, in the 1800s, I used to be a Redcoat. And that meant he was an empirical guy? A guy who went to war with black people and Indian people.
Okay.
In a very racist way. And he's like, now that I am over 200 years old, I find it... very difficult to stay up to date with what is racially acceptable to say to
it's
people.
It's not a standard, it is actually not a standard.
He's seen a lot of change in England.
Right, Redcoat, I'm going to drop some knowledge on you.
Yeah.
You've been away for a long time. Hello, the internet.
The internet.
The racial domain for all of the kind.
This is the only podcast I listen to. Mm-hmm. Because there's only one place you can really be racist in England, and it's called the internet.
And it's called CK.
It's called Dixon's.
Dixon's.
And the internet.
Just blood it out. Dixon's
was our sponsor last week.
Yeah, it's like a Bermuda Triangle of racism.
Shitty gadgets.
You don't have Dixon's
sales.
Curry and whatever one.
Yeah, whatever.
Dixon's.digital.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what they changed their name to.
Oh, wow. Do they still exist? They don't.
No, they don't.
Liquified.
That's why you can be racist.
You got a question from Jar Jar Binks, kid, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
JJBK.
Aside from your copyright name, what else do you have to say?
He said...
No, he spelled it Jared Jar.
That's okay.
He said, what size shoe are you then?
Size 11.
Which shoe does he mean, though?
12, sometimes size 11.
Ben's actually two different sizes in each foot.
He's asking for the biggest one.
This is the perfect time to
He's asking for the biggest one.
Some shoes I wear are size 12. Some shoes I wear size.
So, right, and
it's a shame he's got a bigger dick than you in feet.
He emailed that in right after answering the question.
Scroll down.
Jar Jar Binks Killer 1999@AOL.com.
Right.
Benjamin Mansour.
What
size feet do you have? That's the whole question.
Yeah, and then read the small print, it says whatever size feet my dick's bigger than.
It's like size 1 font.
Bro,
what the fuck? Why did he write so small? It's like he didn't want you to know that.
Alright, he said it to me. It's my fucking
fuck. What dick? His dick is bigger than me because you are a dick, bro.
Can we get our guys?
Oh, I got a new question from Banjo Window.
Whoa.
Wait, did that just come in?
Yeah, from Twitter. We got it tweeted. From Banjo Window. He tweeted us a bit, BK Radio Swayze.
What's up, Banjo?
at BK Radio Swayze. He says, I listen to you. Radio. He says, I listen to you on iTunes all the time. The way I find it is I Google iTunes Bangkok Radio Swayze. You don't even have to Google iTunes. You just have to Google Bangkok Radio Swayze. The iTunes link is the second link.
But I like the way he wrote the message as if he was speaking.
The yeah. Facebook is, like, literally, if you type into Google Bangkok Radio Swayze, the first four things are the iTunes, the Podomatic, yeah. the Facebook, the Twitter.
Yeah.
And if you type in Bangkok Radio, it says, did you meet Swayze?
Wait, keep reading.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm reading a little bit here.
I like the way he structured the message as
it's
well.
It's also saying that we're on...
Down page?
Down
Stitcher.
Page. Wait, Stitcher.
Wait, scroll down.
Let me see that. Let me see
That's
it.
What he's saying. He's saying, I've also, sometimes when I don't find you on iTunes, I type in Stitcher instead. And that's even just as easy way.
How come you guys aren't on SoundCloud as well? We're thinking about doing. But his question is, are you guys excited for the new Star Wars film? And that's why we've invited. We got this question just now on Twitter, but that's actually why we invited our resident Star Wars expert, Sammy S. Agrees, to the studio. Sammy, are you excited for the new Star Wars film?
I'm coming. In
all
my Star Wars
pack
all the time.
Oh, we can't believe we even talk about that. We're such animals. I guess everyone's speaking about that.
Yeah.
It was great, then.
I love it.
Bro, I'm coming right now. I'm just coming. From watching that film. It's not gay, though.
It's not
gay. It's not gay.
As our resident Arnold Schwarzenegger... No, sorry. As our resident Star Wars...
nerd. Fan. Professional.
Don't you hate Star Wars?
Geek what?
Gangster. What
is that?
Sorry, man. What did you say?
As our Star Wars
I said, are you a Poindexter? Yeah. Is Natalie Portman your waifu? Jar Jar Binks waifu material,
Natalie Portman is my waifu.
Yeah.
What I was going to say
as
is,
our resident Screech
can Harrison Ford can
oh you fucking
can Harrison Ford live enough for the next two films?
Brett has been has guy has
what
been
what the fuck happened
in
to you, bro?
The guy since being in the Star Wars film has almost died so many times. The Millennium Falcon landed on his foot. He was in a plane crash. He's also like 99 years old. And my dad hates him.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
him. Your dad hates
him? So bad.
My dad loves
him. He's a shaking wreck. I've seen him in person.
He's a motherfucking
wreck. Yeah. I met him.
Oh, yeah?
He went to shake my hand.
Yeah.
But he had spat in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
That's sorry, explain this.
Sounds like him.
I was on the street. And I was like, oh, my God, Harrison Ford, my dad doesn't like you. I think you're alright. My dad doesn't like
you. I see you're mocking the baggage.
And he was like, Spanish hand at your mouth.
But he shook it.
Oh, big time.
Did you then immediately retaliate and slap in the face?
Licked the slap my hands.
Licked that sex.
Took a piss.
Did you sell that spit on eBay?
Yes.
Well, he licked it up, so he had to piss it out.
I see. There's nothing more disgusting than spit.
Star Wars, will he survive?
Yeah.
He will never die, and he will just become a part of the Force.
He is one.
The actual question is, are you guys excited for the new Star Wars?
I'm coming in my pants.
Yes, it sounds like you're excited.
Fairly.
Eamon, are you excited?
I've been excited and I'm overly excited.
Okay. I'm going to be excited again in December.
Yeah. Fairly. But I've.
What
I
do
mean,
you mean, fairly?
I mean, like, the thing is that I like Star Wars. When I watch them, like, in a row, I get really excited. Like, when I watch 4, 5, and 6, I get super excited.
I can't do. Yeah, okay.
But then, like, it kind of. It dies down after a day after. I'll be like, wow, that was so fucking amazing. And then I'll just like not give a shit.
Hey, listen, I am your Star Wars
resident.
You lost that job, bro.
Yeah,
you've been fired officially.
We fired you during the break.
There was no break.
Definitely, you fired me in between us. Ben going, so the reason why is that there's about So use the Force, but
Use the Force. Use the Force.
Who's better looking, Natalie Portman's character?
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman's character.
Or that opera singer in The Fifth Element, who's made of blue, and you have to cut the diamonds out of her stomach.
I think I'm going with blue.
But they had to cut the diamonds
She's
out of her stomach anyway.
She's a real alien.
I don't understand it.
Really?
I don't understand it because she gets killed by the bad guys.
Yeah.
And then they're like, it's in him, so they cut him out.
Yeah.
They'd have had to have done that anyway. She would have had to die.
Yeah.
She was ready to die.
She's in a Fifth Element, but she doesn't start with episode 3.
Is she actually?
No. She's resident. There's just an alien that looks exactly like her. But it makes you think Superman. What a home planet might be like. It's all green.
Yeah, like the Navi.
When I was a boy.
When I was a little boy.
You guys are talking about being little boys, right?
Yeah.
We got the cast. Yeah. I was say, the reason people don't like Star Wars is because it's a movie for children.
That is a big argument.
It's literally just space rings. Lord of the Space.
Lord of the Space. I don't like
Game of Ring Space.
I don't like films. Goodbye.
Michael.